Imagine for a moment that you are born nearsighted, as all babies naturally are, but your nearsightedness, or myopia, never self-corrects over time. Some listeners may not have to stretch their imaginations much to do so, as this is their reality. When nearsighted as a young child, everything seems fine. Toys, food, and loved ones are all nearby. However, behind the scenes, this limitation is slowly making everyday tasks more and more challenging. The child is largely unaware, as he assumes that what he is experiencing is shared by everyone, and is therefore normal, just as a person who is born colorblind will assume that the way he sees is normal. The nearsighted child will start to modify his actions to accommodate his unrecognized limitation, such as getting closer to the TV or sitting in the front of the room at school to be able to see the whiteboard more clearly. Although often diagnosed before age 12, sometimes it is not until that child is 16 years old and fails the vision portion of a driving test that he realizes he needs glasses. Thanks to a simple diagnosis via an eye examination and straightforward treatment with a pair of glasses, the world is now available in high definition. For the first time, that child can see leaves on trees. What wonders await? An undiagnosed and uncorrected tongue tie, also known as ankyloglossia, can follow a course similar to that of undiagnosed and uncorrected nearsightedness. More and more often, the effects of a tongue tie are recognized early due to nursing, feeding, or speech difficulties, but sometimes the diagnosis still slips through the cracks and goes unidentified until adolescence, or even adulthood. Many adults listening to this may experience sleep-disordered breathing, migraines, neck or shoulder pain, and difficulty with swallowing or speech. Any of these things, coupled with a history of feeding and/or speech problems as a child, warrant an evaluation by a trained dental or medical professional for restricted tongue movement due to a persistent tongue tie. Although education related to the topic of tongue ties is improving, the impact of such a restriction can still be excused or even ignored. With feeding difficulties, for instance, it might be said that the child is easily distractible or is a picky eater. With breastfeeding difficulties, the mother might be told that it is supposed to hurt for 6 weeks, or you'll build calluses with time so it won't hurt so much, or your baby is just a lazy nurser. Such advice is often well-intentioned and meant to be encouraging, but it ignores the problem or fails to even recognize the problem at all. The real problem may well be a tongue tie. Years of a person's life may be spent accommodating this unrecognized limitation, when the actual process of diagnosing and treating a tongue tie can be safe, simple, and straightforward, much like we saw for the nearsighted child earlier. Similar to the nearsighted child who isn't even aware of what he is missing, a life with an unrestricted tongue can open the door to a whole new world of speaking, eating, and many other invaluable human experiences. The process of diagnosing a tongue tie involves taking an in-depth history, completing in-person pre-treatment assessments, and examining the oral cavity and head and neck structures. This process can be confusing for patients as well as providers. Our goal in writing this book is to make the process of diagnosing and treating tongue ties safe, simple, and straightforward for practitioners, as well as more easily accessible to patients, as the number of providers comfortable diagnosing and treating them increase.